Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? Wow, guys, this year we have recorded 180 episodes and 170,000 listens have come through this year, and I cannot believe that. I also can't believe that we've come to the end of 2021. And this week, if you're tuning in, we're going to be sharing the top five most listened to episodes of the entire year. I want to let you know that I cannot thank you enough for tuning in to the Daily Hype, for sharing this with your friends and family, and we will be back in February. In the meantime, don't forget to check out Me Time so that you can have a moment for yourself. Follow us at Team AP Consulting and follow me at Ashley, ASHLI_P. So here's the thing. A lot of us know what the word resilience means, right? A lot of us know that resilience could mean how you bounce back from something. What is the way that you handle maybe a really challenging experience, whether that is something very traumatic or it's like that person never texted me back, like whatever it is, right? The actual definition of resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or your toughness. Now, for instance, some people might say that someone is very resilient if they hear bad news and they say, great, let's roll with the punches, good to know, it is what it is, let's keep going. That person is resilient. They also are quite unemotional and maybe dealing with some shit in their life. Let's just put that out there. But my point is, they're resilient. They're saying, great, that happened. Now we have the information. How are we going to respond? It is what it is. Let's keep going. Someone who maybe needs to amplify or work on or strengthen their resilience could be something where somebody who could be somebody who, if something happens to them, they think, there's no way I can carry on. There's no way I can do business anymore. There's no way that I'll ever be able to do this. There's no way that I could. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. How could I ever do this again? How could I ever try this again? I'm not dating again. I'm not selling again. I'm not in business anymore. Like, I'm not doing it. Nope. Nope. Bye. Done. See ya. Right? Now, on one hand, on a case-by-case basis, that person could just have found something that doesn't work for them. However, if that person is saying like, that's not the right fit for me, I'm going to move on, that's one thing. It's another to say, I could never touch this again because it is just so painful. Now, that resilience is not something we're born with. That resilience is built up over time. For instance, if you've seen some shit, you're probably pretty resilient because you've had to figure out shit your whole life or however long you've been dealing with whatever you've been dealing. You've seen what it looks like to face adversity and come out on the other side. So you're already a little bit more apt to be resilient because you know that no matter what happens, you're good. You know, no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. And that brings me to what I actually feel like resilience truly is, which is trusting yourself. Now, when shit happens, when shit hits the fucking fan, do you choose to trust yourself or do you choose to say, I cannot get through this? For instance, let me give you some examples because maybe I'm being a bit vague. I just don't really want to trigger people and bring up instances that are kind of negative and then it's kind of like a whirlwind, right? First and foremost, let's use a breakup. That's the easiest thing to use when it comes to resilience. Let's say you experience a breakup. We've all probably been there, I would think. I don't think we have any 9-year-olds that listen to my podcast. And if so, I curse, maybe tell your mom you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. You know what I mean? My point is, we've all been through a breakup. And in a breakup, sometimes some people will say, oh my gosh, I'm so upset, I'm gonna process this. But at least, even if they didn't like something about me, that just means I need to find somebody who does like this about me. That person would be resilient. They trust that even if that person is like, listen, I don't like that you are like this, so I'm gonna go. That person will be upset, of course. They're like, oh my God, I'm so upset. I liked this relationship. I was excited about this. There were so many opportunities that we had planned and all these things in the works, and I'm upset about it, but I'm going to go find my person who will like that quality about me, right? Somebody who hasn't worked on their resilience quite yet is somebody who might be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to meet anybody. I'm never going to be loved again. I'm not a lovable person. I'm not ever going to feel joy or happiness. That's the only person who's ever going to love me. And those are normal things if you've never been able to strengthen that resilience. But it comes back, like I said, to how much you trust yourself. How much do you trust that you can get through a bad situation? So when something happens to you, are you one to say, there's no way I will ever do this again? There's no way that I can make it through another one of these experiences? Or are you one to say, God, this sucks, and I'm going to process this pain because it hurts and it's unexpected and it's not what I wanted, but I know that I'm good. I know that I'm okay. I know I'll get through this, and I know I'll be able to do this again. If that feels like something that you could never imagine saying to yourself, I would challenge you to get out a journal, and every single day, I want you to write down, I am resilient, I trust myself, I can get through anything, I have faith in myself, and I love myself. And I want you to write that exact statement word for word every day until you start to notice a difference. Because like you've heard me say, if you've listened to every episode of this podcast, when you put pen to paper and you write out something, your brain categorizes it as fact. Now, the first time you write something down, it may be the first time that your brain has ever heard it. It's like, no, that's not true. So you got to keep going, right? The more you write down these facts, quote unquote, the more your brain will say, okay, so maybe that's true. So maybe that's true. So maybe that's true. There's plenty of episodes of the podcast here that you can tune into about the psychology of how that works. But my point here is that you have to start targeting that. The problem is not that you're unlovable. The problem is that you don't trust yourself, right? The problem is not that you aren't able to succeed. The problem is that you need to trust yourself better. Because how you get through adversity has nothing to do with the fact that you deserved it or that you earned that pain or that you made a mistake or you chose the wrong thing. It has everything to do with you just going through life. And the more that you trust yourself, the easier it is to say, okay, well, that just wasn't the right relationship. Onward and upward, let's go find my person. Or, you know what? That didn't work out with that person, from a service or like work perspective. I'll find someone else who's the right fit or whatever it is. So as you're going through life, as you're going through your day, if any of this triggered like, wow, I really could work on my resilience, I encourage you to get out a journal and write down that statement verbatim. That is what I want for you. I want you to know what resilience feels like. And listen, nobody gets to 100% resilience. You know what I mean? People can still knock the wind out of me with pain. I'm a human. You're a human. It's not about mastering it. It's just about closing the gap a little bit from how you get from pain to feeling better. Because instead of saying like, wow, this really hurt and it's gonna take me 3 weeks to recover, what if you could take 3 days? And say, okay, I processed and I'm good now. And do you know how to process? So make sure that you're doing the work on yourself to really give yourself as much love as possible, not to become fully resilient, because like I said, it's not possible, but just to make it a little bit of a quicker recovery time, okay? Something for you to think about, and I will see you. Do we have an episode tomorrow? Yes, I will see you tomorrow. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.